This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Supreme Court last night uploaded on its website an in-house inquiry report into alleged discovery of huge cash at the residence of Delhi High Court Judge Yashwant Verma. The inquiry report, submitted by Delhi High Court Chief Justice D.K. Upadhyay, contained information about official communications stating that 4 to 5 semi-burned stacks of Indian currency were found. The 25-page inquiry report also included videos and photographs of the firefighting operation at Justice Verma's residence on the night of Holi, March 14th, during which the cash was recovered. As recommended in the report, Chief Justice of India Justice Sanjeev Khanna has constituted a 3-member in-house inquiry committee to probe the allegations against Justice Verma. CJI Khanna has also directed the Chief Justice of Delhi High Court not to assign any judicial work to Justice Verma. In his response, Justice Verma has stated that no cash was ever placed in the storeroom either by him or any of his family members. He said the allegations of cash discovery at his residence clearly appeared to be a conspiracy to frame and malign him. The centre has withdrawn 20% duty on onion export, effective from 1st of April. According to the Minister of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, this will ensure remunerative prices to farmers while maintaining affordability of onion to the consumers at a crucial juncture. It added that both mandi and retail prices have softened following expected arrival of rabi crops in good quantities. As per the estimates, higher production of crops during the rabi season, including onion, is expected to further ease the market prices in the coming months. The export duty of 20% had been in place from the 13th of September last year to ensure domestic availability. India has sent humanitarian assistance to Botswana in the wake of floods in the country. External Affairs Ministry said in a social media post that the first tranche of around 10 tons of assistance, comprising essential medicines, surgical supplies, mosquito nets, and water purifiers, was dispatched from Botswana. Meanwhile, humanitarian assistance has also been sent to Kiribati to help strengthen the healthcare system of the country. A consignment of 6-bedded container-based dialysis unit departed from Mundra Port for Tarawa, Kiribati yesterday. In the United States, a mass shooting between the two rival groups at an unsanctioned car show in a park in Las Cruces, New Mexico, left 3 dead and 15 injured last night. The victims included 2 19-year-old men and a 16-year-old boy. The shooting occurred at the city park with multiple gunshots fired. The Las Cruces police chief informed that there had been ill will between the two groups prior to the car show. In gymnastics, India's Pranathi Nayak has bagged the bronze medal in the women's vault final at the Federation International de Gymnastic FIG World Cup in Antalya, Turkey. The 2-time Asian Championship medalist Pranathi scored an average of 13.417 to secure her maiden World Cup podium finish last evening. Jayla Hang of the United States claimed the gold with a score of 13.667, while her compatriot Claire Pease took silver with a score of 13.567. In the inaugural match of the Indian Premier League IPL T20, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 7 wickets at Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. Put into bat first, KKR scored 174 for 8 in the stipulated 20 overs. Skipper Ajinkya Rahane made highest 56 runs, while opener Sunil Narain also contributed with 44 runs. For RCB, Krunal Pandya bagged 3 and Josh Hazelwood picked up 2 wickets. In reply, RCB overhauled the target in 17th, riding on 95-run opening partnership between Virat Kohli and Philip Salt. Chase master Kohli remained not out on 59. Today, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Rajasthan Royals at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. In another clash of the day, Chennai Super Kings will face Mumbai Indians at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai from 7:30 p.m. The third day of the Khelo India Para Games 2025 witnessed intense competition and inspiring performances in New Delhi yesterday. Top para badminton players delivered outstanding performances. And that is the end of this news bulletin.